Just for you, folks, a program of music and song starring Corporal Bob Eberly, Private Buddy Clark, and the 344th Army Service Forces Band, who has just played Temptation. And now, our own Corporal Bob Eberly with a song just for you.
I'm just a fellow. Every night, a lonesome fellow on a furlough in search of company, somebody who will be my guiding light. Oh, pretty lady, going my way.
Corporal Bob Epperly. Folks, today more than ever before, post-war planning is coming closer and closer to reality. Of course, we must bear in mind that just as long as one American drop of blood is shed, that as long as only even one American boy is still under arms, the war is far from over. Still, the readjustment period must be carefully planned so it can be put into effect as soon as hostilities actually cease. In the world to come, industry converting back to peacetime production will require many thousands of highly trained, skilled women. Such women as those engaged in the war effort. Women in the WAC, with their specific skills, will unquestionably be given preference. Let us take a glimpse into the future. Here is what might happen in any large industrial organization as we get into the peaceful swing of things.
May I have your attention, please?
There are 10 women needed here. We're looking for those who've had experience as personnel clerks. Now, if you don't have the necessary background, I can tell you right here and now, you may as well save your own time as well as ours. All right, now will the first applicant come in, please? Have you ever done any personnel work, such as classification work and assignment?
Well, not exactly. I've done filing and typing.
I see. Thank you, Miss Thomas. We'll let you know. Next, please. Any personal experience?
In the Army, sir. I served for over a year in classification work in the Women's Army Corps.
Well, that's just the type of experience we want. Will you leave your name with the clerk outside and report for work Monday morning?
Yes, I will.
Well, and that was only one occupation in the service. Today, there are literally thousands of Army jobs that need filling. And every WAC in service today can be sure she will have a job when this war is over. Here is what one of America's leading industrialists, Mr. Jack Fry, president of the Transcontinental Western Airlines, had to say very recently on this subject.
The women who get the best peacetime jobs in commercial aviation, and I think the same will apply to industry in general, will be those who know the meaning of responsibility, those who can appreciate the importance of close cooperation and have learned to get along with other people in a large organization. And I can't emphasize too strongly that we hope to number among our increased peacetime personnel many who have had military training. Airlines will need women skillfully trained to handle responsible positions such as control tower operators, dispatchers,
and teletype operators, weather observers, and hundreds of other technical jobs. In many cases, these are precisely the same jobs they are being taught to handle so efficiently in the armed forces today. You can fit yourself for your lifetime career by joining the Women's Army Corps now. Private Buddy Clark, what's it going to be from your department today?
Long ago and far away, I dreamed the dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Yes, run up and down my path, Adam's land, the dream I dreamed were not denied me. Just one look, and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Thank you.
WAC is the place for women of courage, women of intelligence, women with the same determination our pioneer women had. If you have those qualities, go today to your nearest WAC recruiting station and tell the United States Army that you want to make your talent and skills available to the best army in the world in the greatest fight in history. Go today and join the Women's Army Corps. And listen for the next in our series of programs just for you when you will again hear the famous 344th Army Service Forces Band and your two singing stars, Private Buddy Clark and Corporal Bob Heatherly. This is yours truly, Sergeant Boris Aplon, saying so long. Thank you.